So I want to welcome everybody to our fourth community organizing call for Inspire Community Action. And the intention of this call is to get an emergency medical transport for 50-year-old Kasim Burton and to create a foundation for others who are in the same situation. At the beginning of the call right here, usually we go over the call, but right now we have Kasim on the phone with his father, Peter. So what we're going to do is we're just going to open that up and just say hello to Kasim and see how he's doing right here at the top of the call. Hey, Kasim, how you doing?
You say you're doing all right, Mike. Can you hear him?
Yeah, I heard him.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to... So how you been feeling, Kasim?
I'm feeling so well. Just a walk up here.
Okay.
You say he's kind of funny. You said he was feeling pretty normal and everything else, but he just can't walk or move his lower body. Just can't walk or move his feet or anything.
Gotcha. Does anybody else want to phone? Want to talk to Kasim or say anything to him?
Hey, Kasim, this is okay. This is State Representative Wendell Gilliard. This thing, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's good to hear your voice. You sound like you really got some good enthusiasm. I'm glad to hear your voice, and I'm here to do whatever we can help with, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Kasim. This is your Uncle Sean. This is your father's god brother. We're online tonight. It's good to hear your voice. You do sound in great spirits. That's the most important thing. And laughter is the key, and some of the texts you sent your dad kind of made us laugh and helped us out a little bit. So we want to thank you for that one, and we're going to return the favor 1,000-fold.
Okay.
Yeah, Kasim, my understanding is you're having a challenge with all the girlfriends you're having there. Is that correct, Kasim?
Yeah, we can see that.
really want to say thank you, Mr. Gilliard, for coming on the call, too. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. You're more than welcome. You guys are more than welcome.
And we, I spoke with, Mike, go ahead, let me know what was the next step.
Will we complete with the team, or did you want to stay on the phone with him, or are you gonna check out and get back on the call, Peter?
Kasim, is there anything you want to say to anyone while you're on the phone?
Not really.
You okay though? Everything okay with you?
Yeah, but I caught the flu.
Oh, you caught the flu lately?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's not good. Okay.
Hey, Kasim, I just want to let you know that we're working really hard to get you moved. We're doing everything we can, and we're going to make that happen as soon as we possibly can, okay?
Okay.
Cool.
Just to share a little bit, Kasim, what we did so far last week, I met with the mayor, and he's going to look into some... getting you here in Charleston, but I don't know how long the process is. I'll just maybe talk a little bit to Mr. Gilliard about that. But I know his assistant was supposed to look into that. I think I met him last Tuesday.
I assume you mean Mayor Riley?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to get back to me this week, but I know there's a lot going on. I haven't heard back from him yet.
He's in Washington. He'll be back on Tuesday, tomorrow.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, so we're doing everything we can, Kasim. Hopefully you should be up here. Maybe some way, somehow, we should get you some kind of treatment really soon, really, really soon. So I just want to let you know that. Okay?
Yeah.
And you got a lot of people praying for you up here. A lot of people love you. Just want to let you know that. So you're going to be okay. Just remember that, okay? Okay. Mike, this call is very expensive. I'm going to go ahead and check out, and I'm going to check back in, okay?
Yeah, just jump right back on, and I'll start going over some of the other stuff, and then you can come back in.
All right, Kasim, tell everybody bye.
Bye.
Okay, buddy. Have a good night.
All right.
Have a good night.
Take care. Take care.
Bye, Kasim.
Yeah. Bye.
He'll be back on the call in a second. And now let me just kind of review the call. We just, normally I will go over the beginning of the call, but because Kasim was there, we just wanted to get him on real quick and hear his voice. So pretty much the intention of this call is to organize inspired community action to get emergency medical transport for the 15-year-old Kasim Burton and to create a foundation for others who are in the same condition. And let me go over the call. So we're going to go over ways that you can help. Peter's usually does a prayer. Then we're going to do a check-in. Then Peter's going to talk a little bit and give us an update about Kasim. Then we're going to talk about what we got done in the last week. And then we're going to talk about our to-do list or what we're going to do moving forward. And then we're going to do a checkout. So for the next piece there, we're going to talk about... Okay, Peter, I'm just going over the outline here. So for the next piece, we're going to talk about ways that you can help. There's several ways that you can help. One of them is you can offer donations just by going to the website. That's helpforK.com. That's help, the number 4 and the letter K.com. K stands for Kasim. So you can just donate. We started something we call the Power of Five. So if you just go to the website and you donate $5, it takes 5 minutes, and share it with 5 friends. We call that the Power of Five. The other way that you can help is if you go to the website, there's a flyer on there. It's on the sidebar right there. And if you just click on that flyer, when you do go to the website, there's a link that says how to help. Click on that, and it'll show you all the ways. But I'm just kind of reviewing them here. Sidebar, on the right-hand side, there's a flyer. You can see a picture of it. If you click on that flyer, it turns into a PDF form. And then you can just click print. You can print it right out on your printer, and you can post in your local neighborhoods. It has little tear sheets that will lead people back to the website. And it has a story on there of Kasim. It's basically Peter's story and his experience of what happened when he heard about his son. The third way that you can help is prayer. Prayer is always very powerful. So if you have prayer to offer, then please offer your prayer. Just think about Kasim. We appreciate your prayer. The next way is if you can donate frequent flyer miles. A lot of people have frequent flyer miles. If you have that out there, you can make that available. That Peter will be able to use that to go see. He's been wanting to go to see Kasim and go and visit his son. So that will be helpful. And then the last way is just basically to share it with your friends. If you just share the link with friends, post it on your Facebook page, send it through emails, just send them to the website. Just send them to www.hankforkade.com. That's a big deal, just to share it. That's a big way to help because we want to keep this moving forward. So we'll move it to the next part, which is the prayer. Usually Peter does the prayer. So Peter, you want to go ahead and do the prayer for us?
Okay, yes. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day as we come before you, thanking you, God, for protecting us every day and giving us the strength to be here as we come together. You know the mission that we're doing is bigger than just Kasim, and you're going to put the right people in to us that we may do the right thing to help a lot more people than Kasim. Bless everyone on this call. Bless those who wanted to come on this call, who couldn't make it on this call. Just bless everyone and guide us in this call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
One quick note, Mike, on what you just said when it comes to frequent flyer miles. Great. A friend of mine was telling me also that the buddy pass system do exist. If anyone has, like, someone who work at an airport or for a particular airline, they have any buddy pass, I'll be more than happy to pay less for it than it would cost to pay for a regular ticket.
Cool. So the next piece we're going to move on to here is the check-in, where we just kind of want to go around the call so everybody, we can hear everybody's voice real quick, and just want to do a quick check-in. And basically, just check in with your name and your intention for being on the call. So I'll model what that looks like. So my name is Mike Brown, And my intention on the call is to support Peter and his son Kasim in moving forward to getting whatever care that he needs to become healthy again.
Go ahead, check in. I'm Peter Burton, and of course, that's my son Kasim. But my goal on this call is to really get help for him as much as possible, but also to bring awareness to a lot of to this situation, because I know he's not the only one in this situation. There are a lot of more other people, kids in different places, who can definitely need this help, especially in Dominica, where he lives, because of the care that's down there. So that's it.
Yeah, I'm Representative Wendell Gilliard, Charleston County, South Carolina. I'm here to help support, give ideas for some fundraising. I cannot hang with you people too long, but I have been forwarded some information via email, and I've just got a couple of suggestions I was going.
And Representative Gilliard, about how much time do you have with us here?
Probably down to 10 minutes.
Okay, so why don't you just go ahead, we'll finish the check-in in a little bit. Since you have 10 minutes and we have you here on the phone, why don't we just let you go ahead and talk right now and just say whatever you got to say, and then after you're done, go on to the rest of the check-in for everybody else. Is that work for everybody?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, let me ask a question here to put me completely on board. Now, if tell me about his condition right quick. You know, I know what you're trying to achieve as far as bringing him here for treatment, but tell me a little about his condition.
His condition is really to the point, okay, he is right now, he has been able to travel without full medical assistance. Of course, we find it out today, but he needs someone with him to travel. But as the doctors say, it changed from day to day, which means right now he said he got the flu or something, so it may change. But as of this weekend, he was cleared to travel with his mom, without a medical ambulance, basically.
Okay.
So that situation can change. He's unable to walk. He's paralyzed from waist down, so he's unable to walk. And he's gotten one treatment at the early stage of the disease, which have stopped the progression of the disease, which means the treatment he got stopped it from progressing through his lungs and everything, which could have killed him, actually. So that's what he got so far.
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, what I would suggest, and I've been given a price of, as far as expenditure, is $27,000. Dollars, if I'm not mistaken, and I think when we come to a goal like that, you consider rounding off the number, because I think it sets well with people. Then it really puts you to realistic goals where it would take on what we would call incidentals, unexpected expenses. If it's at 27, you should just make it 30.
Okay.
In other words, you round it off, and then beyond that, I was going to suggest a couple of philanthropists. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Sometimes I can't get that right. But nevertheless, I was going to offer up some names who are very personal friends of mine, like Anita Zucker. I don't know whether you guys ever heard of the Zuckers, but people like Anita Zucker, Linda Kettner, this guy, Mr. David Duke. Those are three solid people, especially Mr. Duke's, because just a couple of months ago, he gave like $250,000 to the Cancer Foundation down in Florida, and he's done a couple of donations to the MUSC Hospital, and those donations were on the line of about maybe $75,000, but the key is trying to get his attention, and I could work on that, but I would have to, when I sit down and talk to him, I would have to have a point person really bring Mr. Dukes on, because he's one out of the three that I would approach first. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he loves to do things for young children, but it's mainly centered around cancer. But how old is this lad?
How old is Kasim? 15.
15, yeah. See, it's those ages, he seems to always want to try to help out, you know. But like I say, I don't want nobody expectations to get high. What I do make a commitment is to make an effort. Yeah, I can't always commit to a genuine effort. And then, but nonetheless, I would have to have a point person as to refer to. Yeah, okay. Refer him to. You got me?
Absolutely.
So, Mr. Gilliard, is it possible that we could do a conference call with one of those people, like where you could get him on the call, and then me and Peter, we could be on there as well, because we probably know the most about it, so we could be on there to support you with any other information that they would need in that, they would need in that moment.
Okay. You and the other gentleman that you named, he could call me. Well, email me. Anyone of you guys got a pen?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay. Email me, you guys, contact number and address. It's WGILLY.
GILLY?
Yeah, at BellSouth.net.
At BellSouth.com? That's what you got? Okay.
No, .net. .net.
.net, BellSouth.net. Okay.
Yeah. And when you email me, I'll go ahead and get to work on it as soon as tomorrow, because I know all three of these people are in town this week. Okay? Okay. And I'll go ahead and put them in contact with you. Okay?
That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
All right. Y'all go ahead and email me the information. God bless all of you. We'll just pray about it, and we'll see if we can make something come out of this, okay?
Okay, thank you, Wendell.
All right, y'all have a good night. Okay.
Take care. So what we're going to do now is we're going to move on to the rest of the check-in, and whoever didn't check in, if you can go ahead and check in now, that would be great.
My name is...
You just say check-in with your name and your intention?
Okay, Hudson Davis, Peter's brother.
Welcome, Hudson.
Thank you.
Did you hear your voice, brother?
Yeah.
Sean Mack, Peter's business partner. My intentions are doing my research, networking, and advertising what we're doing here up and down the East Coast, from Georgia to North Carolina, where I work.
Cool. Thank you, Sean.
No problem.
And Hudson, if we could just step back real quick, you might have came on the call a little late, but we just checking with our name and our intention on the call.
Yeah, I'm not sure what. Yeah, I don't have any strategy right now.
just a simple intention, like it's my intention to, or what you want to do, anything you want to do. It just can be short.
Okay. Well, I think one of the things I have already sent it out to my friends on Facebook, but I guess there's certainly some churches that I can approach and see if there's some benevolence funds that can be redirected for that.
Cool.
Perfect.
Thanks.
Anybody else on the call?
Yes, this is Linda Compton.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, how are you? How's everybody?
Good.
And my intentions is to continue doing what I have been doing, which is a prayer for Haseem and his family, and I have been doing something called a healing codes for him every single morning and every single night. When I wake up, I do them, and when I go to bed, I do them for myself and for him. And I'm going to continue to do that because you can do it for people remotely. You don't have to be with them. And to hear that he has been given permission, even though I understood that it might change, he has been given permission to fly without the ambulance flyer or the the medical help. He could fly with his mother. That is indeed a major change. Yes. And really, really glad to hear that.
Yes. Thank you so much, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else on the call that hasn't checked in?
This is Crystal Burton, Peter's wife.
Hi, Crystal.
Hello. Checking in. And my intention tonight is to report and to find out more information on what else needs to be, or what else can be done to help Cassini.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much, Crystal. Okay, so we're going to move on now. Usually this is the point where Peter talks and basically gives us an update on Cassim. You might have already done that a little bit, Peter, but can you kind of give us an update on Cassim, where he was and where he is now?
Right now he is out of the ICU ward. He was in ICU for the past 6 weeks. He's out of the ICU. I think he came out Friday. And like I said, he's not able to move anything but his upper body, but his feet, his legs, and waist down is pretty still paralyzed. That's good news. Like you said, he can travel without the whole air ambulance thing right now, which is good. But then again, like I say, you know, it can change. But for now, it is clear that he can travel with his mom or someone like that. So that's a good thing. That's where we are with that. Also, just to kind of Hudson let you know that Rhonda called. I spoke to Rhonda, and she's being a very good help. She's looking to working on getting him into St. Louis, Missouri. I spoke to her this weekend, but I also spoke to her today. She said she emailed 3 different hospitals to try to get him to come up there. One of them emailed her and said they're going to forward the email to the correct department, because that was not the correct department. But she said she haven't heard back from the 2 others yet, so she let me know tomorrow. So thank you very much for that, Hudson.
No problem, brother.
And
do you know the name of those hospitals by any chance, Peter?
No, I don't know offhand the hospital names.
Okay.
Rhonda, by the way, is a friend of Hudson's, and she was really nice. I think she works actually with people who has Guillain-Barré syndrome, From what I understood, she specializes in that. That's why she works with a bunch of kids and people who has Guillain-Barré syndrome. So she's very, very familiar with that.
Mm. She's there in Missouri?
Yes. She's in Missouri.
Yeah, St. Louis.
So I was not on the last call. Am I to understand that now you're trying to get him to the United States for treatment?
What I'm doing is I'm just doing multiple options, which means Martinique is an option, whichever is best, whichever come first. But basically, Martinique is an option, but it's taken forever, so I'm just open to different options. So if St. Louis, Missouri come to, fine. If not, I'm also working. Crystal was able to get in touch with the state representative who was on the phone a while ago, Wendell Gillard, and she was able to get him on a call, which is good. So I'm just open working multiple options and just hoping on one particular option and just taking forever. So we are going to check on Charleston, MUSC. She's going to check in Missouri, and still Martinique is still an option, whichever is best. I'm just want to be open-minded.
Okay.
And not just sticking to one particular route.
And just to follow up with what he said, we're going to continue to raise funds as well, because, again, like Peter said, his status could change. It has changed throughout this period, and he still might need the medical transport. And even if we do get him to a hospital there and his mother has to come with him, then we're going to need to raise funds just for her to be able to stay here with him. So we're needing to do that as well. The other thing I think we want to go over, the next thing we want to go over, is what we got done in the last week. So I'll start out with that. In the last week, one of the things, a few things that I did was I just did this today, Peter. You were talking about, I put up a Facebook page. So now there's a Facebook page for him. I've added it to Peter's profile. So, well, it's on the blog, too. So if you guys go to the website at helpforK.com, you'll see a thing for a Facebook page. You click on it, you can add yourself as a friend there and build energy that way. I also talked to a friend of mine who's going to be helping me out with the website to get some ideas. I'm not going to mention what those ideas are here right now. We haven't really put them in concrete, but not on the call. But he's going to be helping me out with some things on the website. So those are a couple things that I did in the last week. Does anybody else want to check in with anything else that they got accomplished in the last week?
One of the things I did, like I say, last Tuesday I met with the mayor, got that information from him. I know he had to go to D.C. or something this week, but his assistant was going to get in touch with the head doctor, the senior doctor at the MUSC here in Charleston, and get back with me. I would suggest maybe early this week. I haven't heard back from him last week, but I did call, and he sounded very positive, like he's going to definitely do what he can to help. So that was one of the things we did.
Cool. Anybody else?
Crystal did a few things too. Hold on.
I did get a flyer together, Wendell told me to make it smaller, less words, so when he does give it out to the people on the media, like I said, he needed it to be less words because they don't have time to read the whole thing. So I emailed that to him. Evidently, he didn't get it when I spoke to him tonight, so I'm in the process of emailing it to him to get to tonight.
Okay. Cool. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else want to check in with anything that maybe you've gotten done or information? So we'll go ahead and move on to the next thing, which is the to-do list, which is things that we need to get done. We haven't done yet. So does anybody have anything? I'll start this out. So one of the things that we're working on, I'm still working on this with Linda, that we haven't done yet, but is the fundraising. Linda's not on the call today, and Tracy, they called me and they couldn't be on the call today. But me and Linda are still working on the fundraising training call that we're going to do, where we're going to offer a fundraising training for people. I talked to her. She left me a message today, and she's pretty much got the outline for that class. So now we just need to set a date, and then we'll post the date, and we'll be running that training to show people. It's basically going to be a how to do a fundraising, an offline fundraising, step by step, because she's an expert in that, and then she's going to teach people how to do that through the call. We're going to ask people to do the fundraising, you know, for Cassine, but we're going to offer it to everybody and say, you know, you can use it for your own cause if you want to. We figure that's a way that we can, you know, invite people in or, you know, pique their interest because they can get that information for free. And if they use it for Cassine, it's great. If not, that's cool too. So that's one of the things that I'm going to get done in the next week. Does anybody else have it? Is there anything else that we know of that we need to get done in the next week that's on the to-do list? Peter, you're talking about some of the hospitals, man. What are the hospitals that we're looking at here? The one in Missouri right there with your brother.
Rhonda told me there's three different hospitals she's looking at in Missouri, whichever one comes first. She said once they agree to it, she would... I think they have a department that helps with Cassine visa and all that stuff. And also, MUSC is here in Charleston, where I live, and that's where the mayor is checking with the senior doctor and how can he get that process started. So those are the two, and then Martinique is where his mom and everything is looking at, too. So like I said, whichever one comes open first, whichever situation changes, that's what I'm going with, basically.
Hey, is there a way we can start working on Cassine's visa right now so it's ready to go?
From what I got from his mom is that it's the process is really it wouldn't be difficult at all. Once we have an okay for a hospital, it won't be a bit difficult. It's like a overnight thing, like a next day process. It won't be difficult from what I got from her. So
okay, and the same from her. She'll be able to get one too as well.
Yes, she would be because she's his mom and she has to be with him for the. So it won't be difficult for her and him to get a visa at all, she said. So,
okay.
And that's why I got from her yesterday when I spoke to her yesterday. She said that's not difficult. And this in his particular situation, it's not going to be difficult.
Do we have an idea how long he he would be here, like once he gets here, how long that process will be? Is he going to be for a month?
Rhonda said, from what I got, she said it's going to, she said when he gets here, it's going to be basically whatever it's going to take to get him. When he leave from there, he should be in the process of walking or close to be walking or something. So I don't, there's no really time on it. She said there was someone who came in, that's her code, that someone came in a few, like a year ago, I think, on a ventilator, and like 3 or 4 months later, they walk out without a ventilator, and able to walk out and everything. So, I don't have a time limit on it at all. I don't know.
Okay, that's cool.
Can I ask, does this normally, I've never heard of this before, but that doesn't say very much, but does it normally affect children his age, or is it something that affects adults or just young adults, or what?
It affects anyone. Matter of fact, there's a friend of mine who I spoke to tonight who was going to be on the call, but she's not able to come on the call. Actually, she lives in Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, and she said it's amazing I called about this because she's working with a patient right now who has Guillain-Barré, and he's 42 years old.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There's no age. It's like a particular age or gender. It's just basically, it's one or two in every 100,000 get it. It's a very rare disease. It's one or two in 100,000 that gets it.
Okay.
So it's not something that can be contagious. It's not something that can be, it's not in the family trace or nothing. It's just something that, hey, you can get it. One of the way people get it also is through vaccination. So, like when people get the cold, flu, and different vaccines, you can get it through that. Sometimes it's in the air. So it's really kind of a mystery, to be honest with you.
Well, and just to follow up what you're saying a little bit, it's a disease that affects the nervous system, and so it travels through the body, and the whole thing about it, Linda, is that what's critical is that a person gets prompt and proper treatment quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, it can be fatal or result in death. So, I mean, that's why we're so pressed to get him the treatment that he needs to get. It's important. Now, if you're here in the United States, you can get that treatment. You're probably going to get it. Because, you can go somewhere and get the treatment that you need to get quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's where he is, he's not really getting the treatment the way that he needs to get it. Not the full treatment, that everything that's involved in it. But he did get partial treatment there at one point in time that helped.
Well,
they don't have. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if this will help, but I am certainly going to do it. I have a friend who is a doctor, medical doctor. She's retired now and teaching medicine in Guyana. And I'm going to write her. I don't have a number for her, but I'm going to write her and ask her if she used to work here, had a her service business was here in in Oakland, California. So I'm going to write her. Her name is Dr. Deborah Wafer. And see what she knows to do, or if she has any contacts with any hospitals or doctors that could help him. I'm so far away from the medical field at all, hardly, but she is someone that I know, and that I will certainly, get in touch with her and see what she knows and if she's able to help, or if there's even anything in Guyana. I don't know, but it's not going to hurt to ask.
No, it doesn't hurt to ask. We thank you for that, Linda. We're not doctors either, so we're in a similar situation. We're trying to translate something. We've read about it, but we're not experts in it. Mm-hmm. We're just telling you what we probably don't know that much more than you, but we know what the doctors told us, and we know what we need to get done.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that answers your question.
Yes.
Does anybody else have anything that we know that we need to do moving forward, or that they want to offer? Okay. Do you have anything else that you want to say, Peter? Because I think at this point, We'll go ahead and go right into the checkout unless there's something else you want to say.
Basically, one of the key things is the power of prayer. No matter what happened, I know that prayer do work. So definitely want to keep that, keep him in your prayers. Whatever you do, that's important.
Cool. We'll go ahead and we'll move right into the checkout here. And the checkout is just basically, you just say what your name is, and then just say one thing that you feel like you can do or you want to do within the next week around this. So I'll start that out, and my name is Mike, and one thing that I'm going to do within the next week is I'm going to sit down with Linda and set up the call for the training and get that posted so that we can do the training call for the fundraising training. With that, I'm out.
My name is Hudson Davis. Peter, I just realized, I actually just emailed a friend of mine who works for the Post-Dispatch, so I'm going to see if I can get some press and maybe talk to someone to see if we can get an article or something press-wise from this. And I'll likewise email some doctor friends I know and see if they have any. My wife's father's, he's a surgeon, but yeah, they may have some insight somewhere, so I'll email some of those people more particularly.
Okay, sounds good.
Cool.
This is Linda Compton, and I'm going to do what I just said that I would do. And I will certainly, the call, is there another call next Monday?
Yes.
Yeah, we have a call every Monday. We're just having
I will definitely, you know, attempt to be there on that call next week as well. And I will continue to do the healing codes for him and to do prayer for him because something has definitely worked. He's out of intensive care. He's given permission. And we have to count everything, the tiniest possible, we count and be grateful for.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm LaShawn Mack, and I'm going to continue networking the websites, getting the words out there through the major cities that we go through, shaking hands and spreading the word, and maybe having hundreds of people on a conference call every Monday. Maybe having to move this conference call more than just that Monday.
Nice. Cool, Tom.
Mm-hmm. One of the things, my name is Peter Burton. I'm going to continue finding out. I'm going to follow up with the mayor. Tomorrow when you get back in town on Wednesday, I'm going to follow up with that and see where that stands to getting him here. Also, I'm going to get in touch with Rhonda tomorrow. She's going to call me or email me tomorrow, so I'll follow up with that also and see where that stands. And I would also keep everyone up to date with the process of him, which is the status of Kasim. What else I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Beverly Perkins, and I will continue praying for Kasim and his family that everything will work out for the best.
Cool. Thank you for checking in, Beverly. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
And is there anybody else who wants to check out?
This is Crystal. I'm just going to continue to try to find ways to get the word out through the media. And then just continue to work on that.
Cool. Look at that, Crystal. Crystal's our PR and media expert.
I don't know about expert.
You can see her on our website. You can see her on our website as PR and media expert. Cool. Okay. I think that brings us to the end of the call, and I want to thank everybody for joining the call again. And remember, we have this call every week. It's going to be every Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, check out the website at www.help4k.com. That's number 4 and the letter K.com. And go there and see how you can help. Thank you, everybody, for coming.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.